We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Matt, I'm not going to lie to you. I was very blindsided and surprised by the news about Craig Kulikowski. How much of a surprise should this be? Did anyone kind of see this coming? Were there whispers about this?
Yeah, players had heard a little bit about it. I learned about that after the fact. I admit I was pretty surprised by it. But, you know, then again, it is coaching. And, you know, after signing day, you kind of just expect, something's going to happen somewhere. And this was a staff that stayed together for 2 years. Kulikowski was the first assistant coach that Rick wanted to hire, even before defensive coordinator Manny Diaz, when he came on in 2015, early 2016, and now becomes the first of his assistant coaches at Miami to leave. So kind of an interesting little factoid there.
And reportedly on his way to join Nick Saban's staff with the Alabama Crimson Tide. So Saban screws Miami again, Matt. Screws Miami for a second time. Can we assume that he's getting a significant raise in the process, Coach Kuhl?
Yeah, I would think, and it'll be interesting to see because, you know, obviously Alabama being a public school, technically those coaches are state employees, meaning the media can and always does request those salaries. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what he's making. He's making about $360,000 at Missouri, got a little bit of a raise to come to Miami, was then promoted to assistant head coach, as they were trying to keep him on staff last year. So it should be very interesting to see what he's making up there in Tuscaloosa.
And obviously there's no bigger staff to be on in college football than the Alabama Crimson Tide, and I assume that a raise is going to come with this. So is it safe to assume, Matt, that this didn't have much or anything to do with Coach Kuhl being unhappy or seeing, losing some key members of his defensive line to the NFL draft, that this is probably just for him, it's a business move more so than a move about anything going wrong in Miami?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him, so, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, I don't really know, you know, anything other than that he was happy at Miami and he always spoke highly of Mark Richt, obviously. You know, he was at Missouri for 15 years working for a long time under John Tinkle, who, you know, he goes back to Toledo with him in the early 90s. Obviously some changes in Missouri and then he left there. But, you know, from all accounts, he was pretty happy. He always said, you know, that he was happy at Miami. He had chances to leave. He was, you know, one of the most effective and popular, well-respected, however you want to say it, defensive line coaches in the country. Many people would argue he's the best defensive line coach in the country. So, you know, he certainly had his suitors and he stayed for 2 years. And, we'll see if he, you know, says anything about unhappiness, but I don't think any coach leaves just because players leave. I mean, that's all part of the process. You know, they can only stay around for so long anyway. So certainly didn't have anything to do with players going to the NFL draft.
So now the question becomes, Matt, for the Miami Hurricanes, who's the next defensive line coach? And I can tell, I don't know for sure if he's the odds-on favorite, but I can tell you the fan favorite would be Kevin Patrick, who's with North Carolina State. He's a former UMD lineman. He's a UM Sports Hall of Famer. That would seem like a good fit, yes?
Yeah, he'd be my first choice if I was making the hire. I don't make enough money to make that decision, but certainly he's obviously a diehard Cane, understands, you know, the program in and out, has the old school attitude that, I think you kind of need, defensive line coaches are a different breed. You kind of want like an alpha dog, you know, a leader of that type. And not to say that any other, you know, coach out there, whether it be a Charlie Partridge, who I'm told is not going to be interested in the Miami job. He's at Pitt now, former FAU coach, plantation native. Or like a Tracy Rocker who worked for Rick at Georgia. Not saying they're not alpha dogs, but Kevin Patrick, I know him fairly well. He's definitely, the type of guy you want. And you know, I'm not going to stump for him, but he's proven, over his years that he can lead a successful defensive line. And obviously, I'm sure he would rather be doing it no other place than at Miami. So he's been bouncing around a little bit, went from, USF, sat out a little bit, went to North Texas, then to Texas Tech, and now NC State. And those are 3 1-year stints. So I'm not sure he wants to move again, but if Mark Richt does call him, I'm certain he would listen.
I know there's never a great time to lose a great assistant coach, but, you know, a few weeks after National Signing Day, once the recruiting is completely done, I know the recruiting is never done, but it's done for 2018. This is not the worst time to lose a coach, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, there's no ideal time, you know, to lose any coach, you know, who's performing at a high level. And certainly, you know, a guy like Craig Kulikowski is a loss for Miami. There's no other way to, you know, to say it. And I saw a tweet from Todd Hartley saying, you know, we'll be okay. I mean, I'm sure they'll get a good coach in there, but, you know, certainly this is a loss for Miami. But, yeah, I mean, the signing class is already in there, and it would have been disastrous if they had lost Kulikowski before signing day, and then you imagine what that would have done for a guy like Nesta Silvera, you know, or maybe even Jordan Miller would have flipped too. So, you know, it's about as good as you can be. Mark Richt has plenty of time before spring ball even begins to get his next guy in there.
Yeah, in the time that you've spent around Coach Kuhl for the last couple of years and maybe talking to some of the players on the defensive line who've been working with him for the last two seasons, what are some of the qualities that makes him such a highly touted defensive line coach?
Technically brilliant, calm guy, just a wizard with technique. And to a man, every single Hurricanes defensive lineman that we talked to said that he was teaching them, you know, things about hand placement and different techniques that they just never heard before. You know, and then that says a lot because, you know, we're in an area where there's a lot of really good coaches that aren't in college down here. You know, there's a lot of people that really know football. And, you know, from the local guys to, you know, mostly South Florida guys in that defensive line, you know, they were getting schooled under Craig Kulikowski. So calm guy, they just liked his attitude. They thought he was funny. You know, he had this kind of, you know, dry sense of humor, loved to give it to the guys, and you know, they'd give it to him back. So, you know, they'll miss him for sure.
We're joined here by Matt Porter, covers the Miami Hurricanes for the Palm Beach Post. And Matt, Hurricanes basketball, big victory over Notre Dame. Where does this put Miami now as far as the NCAA tournament landscape?
Yeah, you know, I never want to say that a team is in because, you know, if they lose, you know, right now at 19-8, you know, they're eighth in the ACC. You know, they're kind of hovering around that 500 mark in conference. You know, if they go out and lose to BC on Saturday, you know, and then they lose to Virginia Tech at the end of the year, I think everybody's expecting them to, you know, lose at UNC. Obviously, a win there would bolster their tournament resume, you know, unbelievably. You know, I think they might need to show something in Brooklyn. I'm not sure if they, you know, go one and done up there that they're in. Can help themselves a lot by beating BC, beating Virginia Tech, both home games, and, you know, putting up a fight against UNC. I think that's manageable. You know, I think if they go 1-2, 2-1 in these next three, I think they'll be okay heading into Brooklyn and then, you know, maybe win a game there and they should be all right. I think this is a tournament team. I'm not entirely sure. I got to see a little bit more is where I'm at with the Canes right now.
You want to follow this man on Twitter at Matty Ports and check out his work in the Palm Beach Post and palmbeachpost.com. Matt, thank you so much, man. It's always a joy talking with you. I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Sure thing, Alex. Thanks, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.